Well, good Sunday evening to you all. This is Pastor Joe Wood here in Elkin, North Carolina. I pray that you've all had a great day and are looking forward to hearing God's word tonight. Tonight, we're going to kind of switch gears. We're going to still talk about David, but I want to remind you of something that is very important in our life that we can see through David and Saul. Now, when we get back in on when we get back into the church on Sunday Night Live, I will be bringing the next chronological big event in David's life, and that is when he becomes king. But tonight, from 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 5 through 9, I would like to present a message to you entitled, The Harmful Effects of Jealousy. The Harmful Effects of Jealousy. Look with me in 1 Samuel 18, verse 5. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the man of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And it came to pass, as they came when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. Jealousy is what we're going to speak about tonight. Jealousy is defined by desiring or wanting something that is not yours. See, jealousy brings one into a way of doing things they normally would not do. It is not natural that drives people into desiring to be like others, to have things others do, and to be like others. See, nothing about jealousy is a positive thing. Because all it does is bring harm. And today we're going to see how one man's jealousy of others caused him to do things that were extremely dangerous, which led to a lifestyle that one should never go down. Let's get some background and information here. See, in chapter 17, we see that David was between 16 and 18 years old. From what I can see, and he had just shown the biggest patriotism or boldness of any kid would ever do when he faced and killed Goliath. His bravery caused the Israelite army to attack and settle down. Saul summoned David, and he wanted to have a conversation with him. He was about to change the life of David, but the problem was David was going to do things and change the attitude of people around him that will not cause Saul to be a happy individual. So in this message tonight, I would like for you to consider a few things with me that will indicate to all of us about the harmful effects of jealousy. The harmful effects of jealousy. First thing that we see is the steps that lead to jealousy in David's life. The steps that leads to Saul's jealousy. First, we see that David had military success in verse 5. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war. Now, obviously, you know the story of the success that David was having. As I already mentioned about slaying the giant of Goliath. Now, once again, put your shoes in Saul's eyes for just a moment. How do you think that made him feel? Do you think this made him all warm and fuzzy inside? Or do you think there was some tension because this was a man that could cause problems for him on down the road? See, David was not a man after power, but was one that desired to be a shining light for God. However, Saul didn't see it that way. He saw it as a person that could cause future problems with the people of Israel one day for him. He saw that David could possibly satisfy the people in such a way that they would rise up against Saul and desire for David to be king. This is not stated, but I can tell you this. Just like we see today, Saul saw the writing on the wall. He could see the problem that he could face with David. Thus why making him jealous and ultimately desiring to get rid of David. And not only do we see David's military success led to Saul's jealousy, but David's presence in front of people and Saul's servants led to his jealousy. It says, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. This tells me in front of the people, the most important people to Saul, David was being accepted and loved by them. Saul in our society was a politician. He desired to be loved and praised because he was the king and he wanted to be the one that everyone adored. He wanted to be the one that everyone talked about. He wanted to be the one that everyone sat around and thought, oh, I'd love to be like Saul. However, that was not happening. David was the man they were speaking about. Listen, when the people around you that are most near and dear to your heart begin to like others more than you, it can become a problem. Certainly, it was a major problem that was going to take Saul to places that he never desired to be. And that isn't a place that will cause one to do things they would never have done before. So we see that David becomes popular. We see that David had military success. And then finally, the popularity of David over Saul. Look with me in verse 7. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. Do you know what this is saying here? This is saying that Saul was just a little mighty warrior, but David was mighty. He was saying they were praising David for his major defeat over Goliath as they began to compose a song. However, the song that they were going to compose was not about Saul, but rather about David. They sang the song that said that Saul had slain his thousands, but David had slain tens of thousands. So this was indicating to everyone listening, and more importantly, in their eyes, Saul was now number two. You say, well, number two isn't bad. It is when you've been number one for so long and you are the king of the land. So what does he do? Does he just brush it off? Does he just laugh about it? Or does he take it for his next actions? Certainly he does. See, we have seen the steps that led to jealousy was he was a very mighty warrior, David was. And then we see that he was accepted by all. And then we see the popularity of David over Saul. So in verses 8 and 9, we see the startling response to jealousy. See, verse 8. And Saul was very wroth. He becomes angry. He becomes angry. See, wroth literally means to be very angry. What led to his anger? His anger was led by his jealousy of David and the love that the people had for him. See, anger will cause you to think in different ways, act out in certain ways, and do things that you would never have done before. See, one can get so angry that they don't even remember what they were doing or how they were acting. Oftentimes, people like to call this blacking out. But I don't know. I've never been that mad, but I've heard about it. See, when this happens, they would literally go into a form of themselves that they don't know nor desire to ever become. And so we see that the Bible says that Saul becomes very angry. Why? Because he was jealous of how popular David was becoming. And then we see he begins to think unforeseen thoughts. It says, and they have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me that they have ascribed but thousands, and what can he have more but the kingdom? So he begins to think that they like David more than me, and they're going to rise up against me. They will overtake everything that I have worked so hard for. And now he says, I must do something about it. See, you can, obviously, we've read in the future chapters time and time again how Saul plots different ways to get rid of David. Do you remember all those different ways that Saul plotted to kill David? Did David deserve this or to do anything to cause Saul to do such a thing? Absolutely not. It was just because he was jealous of the things that David had accomplished, and the attitude toward David from the people brought about the desire to get rid of him. His thoughts were, if I can get rid of him, then they will love me again, and I will be the favorite of everyone in the land. Preacher's Island Sermon Bible states this: being jealous or envious of a person because he has something we want can consume us, can absorb all of our thoughts, time, and passion. It can eat away at our hearts and minds just like a cancer. A man can be so jealous of another's wealth that he claws or grasps after wealth, becoming consumed with gaining wealth. A woman can become so jealous of another's beauty that she is consumed with becoming more attractive, spending all kinds of money on clothing, jewelry, hairdos, or plastic surgery, all to gain more beauty or better looks. We can become jealous or envious over anything to such a degree that it consumes our lives. Romans 13 and 13 states, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. See, jealousy will cause one to do things they never would ever do. But it is a problem, and I believe it is a problem for a lot of Christians. I want to ask you a question. Are you jealous of someone? You say, well, Pastor Joe, certainly not. Well, I'm glad. But I do believe that there are many, and I believe confessing Christians, that are not content with how much money they have, the type of house that they live in, the car that they drive, or maybe even the friends that they possess, and they're jealous of others. The Word of God is clear here. Jealousy is a sin. And just like Saul, it can cause you to do things that you never would. So I ask, are you content? Or is there some things that you need to ask for forgiveness about? Listen, you certainly will never be all that you can be, nor have the relationship that you desire without jealousy, with jealousy in your heart. So, as I conclude this message tonight, this short, brief message tonight, may we, as followers of Christ, ask the Lord to examine our hearts and say, Lord, do I have jealousy in my heart? Am I jealous of someone else? And if so, Lord, please show me, and Lord, help me to get rid of it. That's what needs to happen. You need to get rid of any jealousy that may be in your life. God has been so good. He's been so good to you. He's been so good to me. We have all of our needs. Some may have more of their wants, but I have all that I need. Listen, as long as you have Jesus, you have all that you need. But praise God, He blesses us far beyond measure. And so may we, as followers of Christ, be content. May we not be like Saul and have anger in our hearts. May we not be like Saul and devise a plan to kill those that we may be jealous of or harm those that we may be jealous of. But may we just say, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Every day of our lives, may that be our prayer. May God bless you, is my prayer.